Ramaseches Trumas Perek Ches Mishnah Yud. Mishnah Yud is sort of a repeat of Mishnah Tes, but a little different. Mishnah Yud is talking have a chobe shel shemen shel truma tahora. The shemen is tahor, and so if the case would be that shemen of truma tahora is going to fall into shemen of chulim temeim, and everything's going to be mixed together. So it's not going to be an utter hefsid meruba like in the previous Mishnah Tes. Because in Mishnah Tes we were talking about yayin. So yayin shel truma tahara is going to fall into yayin shel chulim temeim. The whole thing is going to be a mixture meduma of truma and chulim. The whole thing is going to be tamei. So no one can use it at all, period. Not a kohen and not a yisrael. The kohen can't use it because it's all tamei. He can't drink it. And Yisrael can't drink it because it has truma mixed in. So it's absolute hefsid meruba. Now, if the shemen shel truma tahara would fall into chulin shemen shel chulin tamei, it won't be a hefsid meruba. What will happen is I'll treat the and I don't have meya in the chulin to be mevatel the truma that's going to fall in. So it wouldn't be a hefsid meruba because you can still use it not for sicha. Because sicha kishtiya, so just like you're not allowed to eat or drink truma that's tamei, so too you're not allowed to shmir on the body truma that's tamei. Or if a kohen is tamei, he's not allowed to shmir shemen tohar shel truma on the body. You're not allowed, just like you're not allowed to eat truma betuma. Either you're tamei or the truma is tamei. So you're not allowed to do sicha either. Either you're tamei or the shemen is tamei. Because sicha is kishtiya. Sicha is like drinking, but you're permitted to use shemen. A kohen is permitted to use shemen tamei. For hadlaka purposes, that's a Mishnah in Trumas. A Yisrael is not allowed to. It's even though Trumas muta b'hano, but this is called hano shel kilui. But a kohen is permitted to use it for the purpose of hano shel kilui. So he's muta lahadlik bo. Once the kohen is madlik, let's say b'bayis ofel, if it's dark in the house, so even if a non at night, so even if a non kohen wants to read l'ora ner, it's also muta, because ner leechad ner lemeir. The Mishnah says it's permissible. So. If the Mishnah test would have been talking about a situation that the truma shemen shel truma tahor is going to fall into a container, into a big gas hatachtaina of shemen tomi of chulin, it's not going to be such a hefsid meru, but it'll be a hefsid mut. So in such a situation, even Rabbi Yeshua would also agree that you shouldn't be metame et biyad in order to spare yourself, in order to save yourself in the hefsid mu'at. But we're talking about a situation, you have a barrel of shemen shel truma tahara that cracked. And it cracked, and it's spilling out, and it's going to get absorbed in the ground. It's going to be hoylech le'ibud. So, and if I'll go run, I can get another, see if I can go run, spend a few moments, I can get another barrel, which will not be cracked, a barrel that's tohor, and pour in a little a revius. If I can spare a revius of shemen shel truma tohora, so then I should go do that. I should try to do that. Bein the Rabbi Lezer, bein the Rabbi Yeshua. That's how the Mishnah says. Ma the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, shem yochel lahatzman a revius b'tara yatzil. If I can go run and get a kli tohor in order to spare a revius of shemen, I should go do it. Vimlav, what if even if I'll run, I won't succeed in saving even a revius of shemen? So would you say now, and my hands are tummy, let's say, stami adai mashniya sein. So am I allowed to grab hold of the shemen in such a way that I'll save, I'll be metamei the truma tahira by touching it with my hands, be adayim, I'll spare it. It's hoylach li'ibud anyway. If I'm not going to do anything, it's going to spill on the ground and going to get absorbed in the ground. So am I allowed to grab it bi'adayim, to be metame bi'adayim, in order to save it from being hoylach li'ibud? So that's a machlekes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So it'll be useful for something. I'll be able to use it for hadlaka purposes. It won't be tohar. So Rabbi Elazar says, it's an isa to be metame bi'adayim. Rabbi Elazar, I'm a teredev hitivala, let the shemen get absorbed in the ground. The container cracked on the earth. Va'al yevalena biyadav. He shouldn't cause it. He shouldn't cause it to become tummy. He shouldn't be mitame et biyadayim. And the Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Aleph, that Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, and we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, that both the Mishnah Tes and the Mishnah Yud, in this situation, it would be permissible for him to be mitame, because the Shemin is halach libud, the Shemin shel Truma Tahara is halach libud anyway over here. So there's no Avera Mishmeres Trumaisa. That's the recurrent theme of Rabbi Yeshua. There's no Isra Mishmeres Trumaisa if the thing is Tomei anyway, Misafik, or if the thing is halach libud anyway. So there's no violation of Mishmeres Trumaisa. Mishni Yud Aleph continues. Rabbi Shua disagrees with the two previous Mishnais. Rabbi Shua says, since the Trum is Hodach Libud anyway, so there's no Iser, the Bimitami be a daimon necessarily, Rabbi Shua would say, not allowed to, but over here you're going to save it. Instead of letting it be Hodach Libud, now the coin will be allowed to use it for Hadlaka purposes. Shemesh al Truma Tameya. You can use it for hadlaka. So let him be mitame it be adayim, and then he'll be able to use it lahadlaka. But Rabbi Shua does agree. Rabbi Shua says alzu valzu amar Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua disagrees. Mishnah Tes and Mishnah Yud, and he says lo zitrum shani mazur la milatama elam aloch. I'm not allowed to eat it, but there's no prohibition to be mitame yet because ben kavako it's halach libud or ben kavako it's tami misafik. Obalta tama ketzad. Where do you have a situation where there is a prohibition not to be mitame some truma? So the Mishnah gives the following example. A coin is traveling on the highway from one place to the other, and he has loaves of truma in his possession. And then there's a nochri, an anos, who says, give me one of your rolls of bread, I'm hungry. So the Jew said, if it would have been chulan, I would have been happy to give you a roll of bread, but this is holy bread, this is truma bread, and I can't give it to you because you'll be mitamiyat. So the guy says, you better give it to me as a gun. He says, give me the loaf of bread, vim lab. If you don't, harin and mitamiyat skulab, then if you don't give it to me out of your own free will, I'm gonna take all the rolls of bread, I'll touch everything, and the akum is mitami like a zav, minatora. Nochri, who's alive, is not mitami, but when the rabbanon, there were guys around the Nochri that they have a tumah like a zav. So if the Nochri is going to touch all of it, he's threatening, give me one roll of bread of truma, otherwise I'm going to touch them all. So what's the din? So there's a... So in this case, there's a... So also, all of the roll of truma, the roll of truma now is haylech lihi tameh. The Nochri is threatening, either give me one, I'll be mitamiyat, or I'm going to mitamiy all of them. That's also, can you say in this case that there's a din of mishmeres trumaisai? Everything is about to become tummy. So Reb Lezer goes lishitos, even if it's haylach libud, and even if it's zaymed lihitame, Reb Lezer, I'm yitame eskula, I shouldn't give anything to the Nochri. I shouldn't violate the yisra of mishmeres. Let the Nochri do whatever he wants, he's an honest. Yitame eskula, let him do it. I shouldn't hand over anything to him. Rabbi Shua disagrees, since anyway the whole truma is halach li'ibud, so in such a case there's no violation of Mishmeres Trumaisa. I said, don't, so Rabbi Shua doesn't say, go be mitami bi'adayim. Don't put it into the hand of the Nochri. You'll be mitami bi'adayim. He says, no, yaniach lefanav achas mehem alasel. Put one of them on a stone in front of the Nochri, on a table, then the Nochri will take it on his own. In other words, that there's no prohibition on Mishmeres Trumaisa because the thing is halach lihitame anyway.